Alistair Begg, James Dobson, David Jeremiah. The intersection of faith and reason. The new 950 WTLN and WTLN.com.
In John 4:14, Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst." Hi, I'm Shelley Brown with Drink 4:14. Stay tuned for another true story from someone just like you who found hope and victory drinking God's Word. Well, there's nothing more appealing to a lost world than to hear the true story of someone who found hope drinking God's Word. And today, we will hear the true story of Stephanie Schott. And we begin with this scripture verse from Genesis 50:20 and what impact that verse has had on Stephanie's life. Stephanie, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have you on the show today. Welcome to Drink 4:14.
Thank you for having me, Shelley.
I've been looking forward to this for a couple of months of having you on the show. Well, Genesis 50 verse 20 says in part, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Steph, your story goes from the most unimaginable, where the enemy really tried to destroy you, to the most wonderful redemption story where God used all the unimaginable things in your life for his good. Would you take just a few minutes and tell us your story? And I'd like, if you can, to start with your birth mom.
Sure. You know, I didn't even enter into this world as an unplanned pregnancy. My birth mom was just violently raped, and I was a result of that rape. Mm. And so, you know, my story didn't start well. I wasn't just somebody who wasn't wanted. I was a woman's worst nightmare. But my birth mom was a brave woman who chose life for me, and she put me up for adoption. And two wonderful parents, my mom and my dad, took me home from the hospital. I was only 4 days old. Mm. And they were wonderful. They brought me up as their own. But there were two other people in my family who sexually abused me for a decade of my life, from the time I was 3 until the time I was about 12 years old. And so, you know, when you go through an experience where your formative years are shaped by sexual abuse, it has a tendency kind of to skew your view of life and love and all things in between. And so by the time I was 16, I was sexually active of my own choice. Mm. And then at 17, I was pregnant. At 18, I was divorced and a single mom. Wow. And I began doing what many people do who live a life of sexual abuse, and that is looking for love in all the wrong places. And so, you know, my story has it's a terrible backstory, I should say. It's kind of like a train wreck in the making. And so that was my life until I was about 24 years old.
Wow. And what happened when you turned 24?
When I was 24 years old, I received Christ into my life, and everything changed. I had been spending my life trying to prove my love to man after man and just really just feeling used and abused, just reliving what I had experienced in my childhood. Mm. And when I gave my life to Christ, I found that I didn't have to prove my love to anyone anymore. I just had to receive his love for me.
Right.
And there was such a forgiveness and a peace that came with knowing Christ. And so everything changed, and that was in 1987. Wow. So that's where my life completely changed.
That's awesome. So when you accepted the Lord, was it really an almost instantaneous type transformation in your life? You certainly had a lot in your past that you were very broken from. You were a very broken girl, a very broken young woman. When did that transformation take place and that healing take place in your life?
Well, I have to tell you, Shelley, when you go through something like that, you kind of learn to survive it.
Mm.
And so
yes.
I really had no idea that I was being molded into the girl I had become.
Right.
And so I couldn't look back and think, well, you know, this has been, you know, messing me up. I was just messed up and didn't really realize why.
Right.
So when I came to that place, I had already forgiven them for what had happened to me.
Wow.
But what I didn't realize is that I hadn't gone through the process of forgiveness well.
Mm.
And it really wasn't until after my mom died 2 years ago that I realized there were some places of pain that I needed to deal with, some things I had not mourned, like my lost innocence, the fact that I didn't get to choose whether or not I was going to be a virgin when I walked across the aisle and said I do to my husband, that I had chosen a path that I wouldn't have possibly chosen if I hadn't been sexually abused for a decade of my life. And so I had to deal with those issues just recently within the last couple few years. And so I've learned that forgiveness is a process.
Yes.
It's a journey, not just a one-time event.
Absolutely.
So that's been healing for me.
Absolutely. Did you, at any time in your life, you said the healing really started to take place in areas that you weren't really aware of in the last couple of years. But I think of Romans 8:1 where it says that we're not condemned. And for my life, you know, we have some similar things in our backgrounds, in our earlier years. And one of the struggles in my life was condemnation and guilt. I lived with a guilt and not condemnation of others, but it was a self-condemnation. And we were never intended to carry that kind of guilt and that condemnation. And one of the things I share often with ladies is that if Jesus doesn't condemn us, why do we condemn ourselves? Have you struggled in that area through your life? Or how would you deal with that? Or tell our listeners of how to deal with that self-condemnation.
Well, self-condemnation comes from the enemy.
Absolutely.
And it comes from our emotions, and it comes from things that aren't true. And honestly, the biggest freedom finder is when we get into God's Word and filter our thoughts through the Word of God, what is true about us. One of the things I speak on often is a message called Broken No More. And that is that we may be broken by our experience, but if we become Christians, we are healed by our identity in Christ.
That's right.
And too many of God's girls are looking in the rearview mirror of their life and being held hostage to the pain of their past instead of walking in the freedom of who they are in Christ and the new creation that they are in Christ. And every time our heart's bombarded with those memories of who we were and it tries to identify us, we need to remember that we are broken no more. Broken is who we were.
That's right.
But a new creation in Christ is who we are.
That's right. And that's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, that if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. And that's what you've experienced in your life. You've lived that firsthand, haven't you?
Exactly, Shelley. And it's so healing and it's so peace. Giving. You know, we're all searching for peace. We're all searching for joy. We're all searching for freedom.
Yes.
And it comes from that intimate relationship with Christ and knowing Him and knowing what His Word says about who we are and really walking in that and not just believing what the lies of our own heart might tell us.
Sure. Oh, I had asked you when I wanted you to come on the show with me, I had asked you to send me a few verses that have impacted you over the years. And one of the verses you sent me happens to be one of my favorite verses, and it's Jeremiah 1:5. It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." And when I think about that, especially for your life, Stephanie, that brings tears to my eyes. God knew you. You were not, as you said, you weren't just an unplanned pregnancy. You were really an unwanted pregnancy. And yet, He set you apart for great purpose. What would you say to the one who's listening today, who is wondering if she has any true purpose in this world?
Shelley, I just got a letter just like that the other day. Some sweet woman emailed me and said, "How can God love me? How can God have a purpose for my life when I've been through all of this?" And I want you to know that God loves you, and He has a plan for your life, and it's better than anything you can plan for yourself.
Yes.
And what others have done to you does not define God's purpose for you.
Amen.
And that He has made you as His masterpiece, not to let those things that you've been through hinder you from what God wants to use you for.
Right.
Because He uses us not just in spite of what we've been through, but also because of what we've been through. I'm able to speak into women's lives constantly about this exact thing. 1 in 4 women have a similar story, Shelley.
Wow.
1 in 6 men. And so there is a huge population of people with pain that they're hurting and are looking for freedom. And the Lord can use what we've been through to speak healing and hope into the lives of others.
Absolutely. There is great purpose in pain. There always is. Well, Stephanie, you are a gifted and an anointed speaker and author, but you also have something really big going on right now, and it's transforming women around the world. And I was looking at your website with this, and you used these words. You said it's a revolution of women called the Mom Initiative. And we have about 2 minutes left. Would you give us a glimpse into this incredible ministry that is really, as I said, transforming women around the world?
I love to, Shelley. I'm super passionate about it because I was a teen mom without a mentor, without Christ, and I know what it's like to live that life. But the Mom Initiative is a ministry designed and devoted to taking Titus 2 to the streets, to mentoring those moms, not just within the four walls of the church, but beyond the four walls of the church. And I honestly believe that if we reach the moms of this generation, we will reach the children of the next generation.
Amen.
But if we don't, Shelley, we're going to lose them all.
That's right.
Because we're at a cusp in our culture where if we don't do something to reach these women with the gospel of Jesus Christ and show them that there is hope and that there is life and how to be a mom from a biblical perspective, then we are going to lose that next generation. And so we're passionate about this. We're excited about what God is doing. And we're here kind of to bridge the gap between a young mom's need for a mentor and the church's need for resources and support. So I want to encourage people, go to www.themominitiative.com, hop on there and find out how you can join this revolution of women wanting to change the world one mom at a time.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I actually have the opportunity to be a part of that ministry as one of the moms that gets to share from time to time through that ministry. And it's an honor to do that. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today. I'm always so blessed by you. And I know our listeners have been blessed as well.
Thank you, Shelley, so much for having me. And thank you for being a mom on the Mom Initiative team. You make a difference.
Oh, it's been my honor and my privilege. Let me give that website one more time. It's themominitiative.com. You can also check out Stephanie's website with her other resources and her other ministry with speaking and her books. It's stephanieschott.com. And it's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Schott, S-H-O-T-T.com. Thank you so much, Stephanie. You have a good rest of the week.
Thank you, Shelley. You too.
Well, I pray you were encouraged by today's true story of hope from God's Word. There is nothing more appealing to a lost world than to hear the true story of someone who found hope drinking God's Word. If you would like to contact me about sharing your testimony on the air, the email address is shelley@drink414.com. That's shelley@drink414.com. I would love to hear from you. Drink 414 exists to glorify Jesus Christ through true stories and to encourage you in your relationship with just Him every day. We encourage everyone to take ownership of the Word of God for their very own and then to share their testimony about what the Lord has done for them, that their story would encourage others. We also need your support to continue broadcasting these true stories. Would you please go to Drink 414 and click the donate button to give online? Your support is greatly needed. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Shelley Brown with Drink 414, encouraging you to drink every day.